Manuel Albuquerque, Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, Albuquerque, A-L-B-U-R-Q-U-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth is 5-6-1944. This is for date of service 9-21-2022. Mr. Albuquerque is a 78-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypoglycemia evaluation. The patient has a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, diagnosed around 1972, and they removed half of his stomach. After that, he started experiencing hypoglycemia events. He also has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hyperuricemia, chronic kidney disease, anemia, and coronary artery disease. The patient states that he had a PET scan done yesterday. The patient states that his hypoglycemia is usually postprandial. He denies any polyuria, polyphagia. He reports some fatigue, and he has lost weight, and for that reason, he had a PET scan. However, he does not have the results. He has some difficulty swallowing. Plan number one for his hypoglycemia. This initially started in 1972 after they removed part of his stomach secondary to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. After gastric surgery, it is common to see postprandial hypoglycemia or reactive hypoglycemia. Next number, the recommendation is for him to eat every 2 hours, and the consistency will need to be fat, protein, and a carbohydrate. He needs to always have a fat and a protein, and he is to avoid all simple carbohydrates and concentrated sweets. Next number, I recommended for him to wear a continuous glucose monitor. However, the patient at this time is refusing to use a continuous glucose monitor. However, he states that he will think about it, and we will address this during his follow-up visit. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, follow up with the primary care provider. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.